Today's devotion is entitled, The Law of Average, by Pastor Josh Shoon, Word of Life, Naperville. Chances are you are the epitome of the law of average. 1 Corinthians 1, 26-29 says, For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. He chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. We all want to feel important, and when we are reminded of our averageness, it can sting. Much of that has to do with the push to win, succeed at any cost, and identify our historic legacy. It's hard to accept average. The word itself leaves a stale taste in our psyche, yet history reminds us that we are probably going to be more average than not. What can we do as average folk for the kingdom of God? It turns out there are a great many things we can do that those who are above average may not be able to accomplish. With a dash of humility and a sense of pride in who God has created us to be, average can suddenly be a blessing and not a curse. Average is relatability. Remember the last time you had a conversation with a rocket scientist or someone much higher up the knowledge food chain? Often the conversations are awkward because the gap in relatability has been stretched. God uses everyone to reach people, and according to our makeup, we have a much higher proclivity to reach those who are more like us. Our commonalities make us more connectable. The more average we are, the more average conversations we can have. That is more powerful than we realize. Our inferiority before the worldly aristocracy helps combat arrogance. Most of us look up to someone above our class. To achieve the heights of this world, there will always be a bit of ego contained in our view of self. We have to believe in ourselves, but we are not always careful to remember the boundaries between ego and self-encouragement. Embracing the average within ourselves is to embrace humility. No matter how much we've achieved, we must be reminded of the need for humility. What venue is for boasting? We like to boast about our accomplishments, but are we daring enough to boast in front of God? Our text reminds us that we should never seek to boast in the presence of God, for He alone has given us all things. And it is not because of our works that the beautiful things of this world take shape. Most of us are average, and for that, we should be thankful. We are relatable to others, and in our averageness, we can still be successful because of the way God has created us and because of His work in us. May He continue to use us, average folk.